More new cases of Ebola have placed Sierra Leone at the top of the list of countries struggling with the epidemic in West Africa. The World Health Organization reports that Sierra Leone now has about 60 more cases than Liberia, which recorded more than 7,700 this year. The epidemic began in Guinea, which now reports about 2,200 cases. More than 6,300 people have died of Ebola in the three countries. The task of gathering this data has challenged the reporting systems of the WHO and the three countries battling the disease. A data expert at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says multiple aid agencies have been recording data, and that has resulted in errors. The WHO's Dr. Bruce Aylward says they must have accurate numbers, They must have accurate numbers to track the path of the epidemic and to decide on how to control it. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf today argued radio audiences to go, to quote, go the extra mile to stop the Ebola. The WHO's Dr. Bruce Aylward says they must have accurate numbers to track the path of the epidemic and to decide on how to control it. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf today argued radio listeners. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf argued radio audiences to, quote, go the extra mile to stop Ebola by the end of December. She called the campaign Operation Ebola Must Go. A small Ebola transit unit has opened. A small Ebola transit unit has opened near Monrovia's Redemption Hospital so the hospital can return to serving the general health needs of poor people. Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF, opened the transit unit to serve as a fast diagnosis and referral clinic. Those who test positive for Ebola will be referred to an Ebola management center. Planners believe this will eventually free up more of hospital beds for patients with non-Ebola medical needs. As the U.S. Congress nears a Thursday deadline for approving an annual federal budget, partisan interests have put in jeopardy the timely approval of funds for a variety of government spending plans, from fighting ISIS in Iraq and Syria to fighting Ebola in West Africa. President Barack Obama's request for $6.2 billion to combat Ebola is one of those budget items that hangs in the balance. A senior United Nations official says an upsurge in the transmission of the deadly Ebola virus in Western Sierra Leone and Northern Guinea requires a more intense international response to halt the spread of this fatal disease. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.